We're talking about Trailblazers for the Bible. That's our theme for the week, and what we're going to be focusing on. What I want to do this morning is give you a little bit of an overview of what we're going to be focusing on throughout this week. There's some really great lessons that we're going to be focusing on, really ultimately helping us to focus on sharing Jesus with other people. Okay? So as we talk about trailblazers of the Bible, there's five different Bible characters or Bible people, figures from the Bible, who were very instrumental in preparing the way for God to work out His plan of salvation. Now, there's a lot of folks, as you read through the Bible, a lot of folks do, but we've got five that we're focusing on throughout this week. Okay? And what's happened is that we're going to look at how each one of these folks endured a lot of hardship, they endured suffering, they endured a lot of adversity in order to work through God's plan. Okay? Ultimately, God's plan is to do what? Save His creation, right? And we're going to look at how these five different people throughout Bible history helped God to accomplish that, how God used them to accomplish that task. Followed God at great personal risk so that God could work His redemptive plan for creation. Each one, and this is a really important part for us to keep in mind, each one made his own contribution to make in moving God's plan forward. Every single one of us has our own contribution that we can make to working God's plan in the world today. He's still working that plan, isn't he?
Yes.
You see? Yes, Jesus has already died. Salvation has been assured, but there are still a lot of people that need to be saved. And every single one of us have a contribution to make to allow that to happen more and more, to allow God's plan to continue to move forward until the point, and we'll talk about this towards the end of our lesson this morning, when Christ comes back again. And that's what this week is really all about, is moving forward in faith. When you're moving forward in faith, when you're on a trail, like we're going to be focusing on, there's a lot of unknowns in life, aren't there? And as we talked about in our Bible study this morning, there's a lot of unknowns. There's a lot of times when we face adversity in our lives. We need to continue through those things, moving forward, to allow God to work out His plan in our lives. So, here's these five people. We're going to start out with talking about how Jacob wrestled with God. The focus of this lesson is focusing in on our relationship with God. God said to Jacob, "Your name will no longer be Jacob, but Israel, because you have struggled with God and with humans and have overcome." Okay? Jacob went through a lot of turmoil in his life, and a lot of it was caused by his own choices. Anybody ever familiar with any of that? Yeah, we go through a lot of turmoil in our lives, and a lot of it is because of our own choices, isn't it? When we're really honest about it, okay? So we're not a whole lot different sometimes than Jacob was. But God was able to use Jacob, again, to move his plan forward in some really amazing and awesome ways. And so what we want to do in this particular lesson is stay focused on God. That's what we're going to be looking at here. How can we stay focused on God and allow God to use us to move his plan forward? And we're going to look at Elijah on Mount Carmel. The focus of this particular lesson is to speak out. A lot of times, especially when we're faced with adversity, we don't want to speak out. It's a lot easier to keep quiet, isn't it? Okay? But Elijah didn't do that. And we find with him, Elijah basically put this challenge out before God's people who were unfaithful to him. How long will you waver between two opinions? If the Lord is God, follow him. But if Baal is God, then follow him. You choose. Okay? And that's what we need to do also. We need to challenge people to choose. You're going to follow God or you're going to follow something else. Okay? So in this lesson, it's going to be about standing up for what you believe in. Okay? Then we're going to talk about Daniel and the lion's den. That's a very familiar story to most everybody. We teach that to children from the time they start in the toddler classes and so forth. in this particular lesson, we're going to be talking about standing out. Okay? Are we willing to be able to stand out from the crowd, to be really different from what everybody else is doing? In Romans chapter 12 and verse 2, the Apostle Paul tells us, do not conform any longer to the patterns of this world, but to be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Change your behavior by changing the way you think. You've heard me talk about that many, many times. And that's what we're going to be focusing on there. That we need to shine for God wherever you are. Allow your light to shine so that people can see their way to Jesus through you. Don't allow yourself to be. See? Then we're going to be talking about Nehemiah. Nehemiah taking charge of rebuilding the wall around Jerusalem that had been destroyed. In this lesson, the focus is how we learn to work together. You know, this is a team effort, isn't it? God created His church that is made up of all of His saved. It's not about any one person. It's not about somebody that's in charge of everything. It's about all of us working together. And we all need to recognize the part that we have, and we all have different parts, different roles, but we all need to work together, because if we don't work together, then the work doesn't get done. And none of us can do all the work that needs to be done on our own. It requires all of us working together. And so that's what we're going to be focusing on with this. Nehemiah told the Israelites as he went back to Jerusalem, those that had already returned from the exile, he told them what God had spoken to them about, what he had talked to the king about, and allowing him to go back and rebuild the wall. He said, I also told them about the gracious hand of my God on me, and king had said to me, and they, that is the Israelites, replied, let us start rebuilding. So they began this good work. Alright? So we're going to be looking at how we need to stick to God's ways as we work together to accomplish God's mission, God's work in our lives. And then finally, we're going to be looking at John the Baptist as he prepares the way for the Lord. Okay, this is about showing other people the way to Jesus. Because that is the part, that is our part of the mission that God has given to us. Okay? This is he, it tells us of John the Baptist, this is he who was spoken of through the prophet Isaiah. A voice of one calling in the wilderness, prepare the way for the Lord, make straight paths before him. So in this particular lesson, we're going to be talking about ways that we can show others the way to Jesus. Just as John the Baptist pointed out Jesus to other people, we need to be doing the same thing. And we're going to be focusing on things, ways that we can do that more and more in our lives so that others can see Jesus in us and to find their way to Him through us. Okay? So basically what we're going to be doing throughout this whole week, of course we have this, you know, covered wagons and all this old stuff, and we got a campfire up here and so forth. Well, it's this idea that we're traveling, we're trailblazers, and we're going to follow the Walker family as they travel along the Appalachian Trail, discovering new ventures and so forth. So that's the journey that we're going to be taking along with this. And throughout this, we've got some crafts that we're going to be working on, the children are going to work on. We don't have those for adults. Right, so we don't have any crafts, so, but adults, we do have classes, so come to the classes, okay? And also we have refreshments for the adults, too, so we have those for the kids? Refreshments? Yeah, okay. We have refreshments for everybody, all right? So, now, just, we have an adventure that is going to be had for folks to be able to go and do some trailblazing on that. And, of course, we have the skits. That are always a lot of fun and teach some really, really great lessons. So those are the kinds of things that we're going to be focusing on throughout this week. It's a week of just a lot of fun. It's a lot of work, but it is a lot of good tired at the end of the week. For those that, and this is something that we have done where this whole church family just comes together and gets involved and makes this all happen. And that's a big part of the work, but everybody's got a part that we all come together to make that happen. But this is what's happening this week. And we really do appreciate all of those who have already put in a lot of time in making this happen. If you go around the building and look at the classrooms and look at the fellowship hall and all the different stuff that's been done to make preparation for this, you can see there's a It's already gone as and we're looking forward to tonight to begin this. But again, part of it is a matter of inviting other folks to come and be here and share this opportunity with us. Because here's what it's really all about. Okay? It's really all about the time when Christ comes back again. Okay? It is preparing for his second coming. He is coming back again. In the book of Acts, in chapter 1, verse 11, after Jesus had gone back up into heaven, the angels appeared to the disciples and said to them, "Why do you stand here looking into the sky?" This same Jesus, so it's going to be the same one. There isn't two Jesus, okay? There's not a secondary one. There's only one, and he is coming back. He said, the same Jesus who has been taken from you into heaven will come back in the same way you have seen him go into heaven. So he is coming back. Okay? He's going to come back like a thief in the night. In other words, we're not going to know. He's not going to send you a text message that says, "Hey, I'm coming tomorrow." He's not going to show up on your Facebook page. Okay? To let you know that he's getting ready to come. He's going to come like a thief in the night. And if you're on Facebook and you're going somewhere you don't need to be going, aren't you going to be surprised? All right, I'm starting to preach here and meddle a little bit. We've been talking a lot about Facebook lately, haven't we? Be careful of that stuff. He's not going to give you a warning on your Facebook page that he's coming. All right? So you need to be ready all the time. All right? In 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 16 through 17, the Apostle Paul writes this: "For the Lord himself will come down from heaven with a loud command, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trumpet call of God. And the dead in Christ will rise first, and after that we who are still alive and are left will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so we will be with the Lord forever." That's going to be a glorious day, folks. That's the day that we need to be looking forward to. Okay? That is the final victory day, as we've been talking about in our class on Revelation. Right? He is coming back. In fact, here's what you will see from the Lord, all right? Ready or not, I'm coming back. That he is coming back. The question is, are you ready for it? Okay. And are you sharing with other people the Lord Jesus so that they can be ready also? That's what this is all about. That's what Vacation Bible School is all about, is sharing Jesus with others so that they too can be ready when he comes. Are you ready, in other words, to, just like the folks that we're going to be talking about and studying from the Bible, that endured the hardship and the suffering and the adversity that they endured in order to press and push God's plan and his work forward in their time? Are you ready and willing to do the same thing? To endure whatever hardship, whatever suffering, whatever adversity you have to endure in order to press God's work forward in our time today? Okay? So the invitation really is all about coming and sharing this opportunity, helping us to blaze a trail, not just in Vacation Bible School this week, but to blaze a trail in the lives of other people so that they can have the opportunity to be saved for all eternity, to win that victory that has been promised by Almighty God to those who belong to him. That's what we're doing. Okay? This week is focused. It's an intense week. It's focused on sharing Jesus in a very special way with folks. And what we want to do is to fill this place up with as many people as we can to do that. But it doesn't stop with just this week. Okay? This week I want you to think about it in terms of, in a sense, kind of being energized. Okay? Being energized, refilled, so that we continue that throughout our lives. But that's what's happening. That's what's going on this week. I'm excited about what we're doing. I'm excited about this VBS. We're going to do something a little bit different than we've done in the past, in that we're going to do primarily try to do the stuff we normally normally do in the auditorium, we're going to try to do that outside. It looks like this evening we will be able to do that. So we're going to start outside. Of course, we want everybody in the fellowship hall. So normally, think about it this way. We gather, everybody comes, they go to the fellowship hall, they sign in, register, get whatever they get in there. And then when we get ready to start, instead of coming in here, we'll take everybody outside to the stands that we have out there. We need you, by the way, to bring whatever chairs you might have, folding chairs or whatever. The kids are going to be sitting on the risers that are out there, so we want you to bring some lawn chairs and stuff so we have some other seating for the adults and so forth. So keep that in mind. Grab your folding chairs and bring those along this evening. Tomorrow is like, I think they said 80% chance of severe weather tomorrow evening. So guess where we're not going to be tomorrow evening? Okay, we're going to be in here tomorrow evening. All right. Now, what that is going to require, just to give you a heads up, and we'll announce this again this evening. As soon as we finish up tonight, we're going to need lots of, you know, some heavy lifters here, because we need to move that wagon that is outside in here. Okay, so guys, don't take off as soon as we're finished tonight. It comes apart. We need to take the box off of it and bring that in, and the wheels, and bring those in and set it up here on the stage, so we'll have that for tomorrow. It'll be much easier to do that when we got a lot of guys here tonight than it will be tomorrow in the rain. So guys, think about that. Keep that in mind and help us out this evening as soon as we finish with everything to help us get that set up in here. So we'll be ready for tomorrow evening, all right? So that's what's happening, that's what's going on, and I do hope that all of you, adults, will be here and will share this time with us. We will have classes for the adults in this. It really is all about being able to find out more about what our role is in being able to share Jesus with other people, okay? So I encourage you to do that. Now, Wesley has an invitation song that he's chosen for us. The Lord's invitation is being offered. That I want you to think about your own life and to think about your role that God has given to you in His work, in His mission. Because it's not about us, it's about Him. It's about His work and life. But what role has God given to you? Okay? If you know what that role is, look at yourself and ask yourself, have I really been living up to the role God has called me to do? Maybe there's been things that you've been slacking in. Maybe there's things that you've been ignoring that you know you need to be doing, but you haven't been doing those things. Maybe you don't know what your role is. Well, we want to try to help everyone to learn to know what their role is with God. Because what we believe here is that God has a role for everybody to be involved in His work, in His church. And as we've said many times before, we don't have any non-participating memberships here. Okay? But you may not be really participating other than just kind of coming to church, as we talked about earlier, because maybe you're not really clear on what God's role is for you in His kingdom. We want to help you to learn that if you don't know. And if you're not doing it and you know what it is, we want to help you to start doing what it is God calls upon you to do. There may be something going on in your life. Maybe you're wrestling with Satan. We talk about warfare, and maybe Satan has got you bound up in some issues in your life, some kind of struggles, some kind of sin problems. We want to help you to overcome those and be victorious in those battles. We can't help you if we don't know what you're struggling with. So we offer the opportunity for anyone to come and say, hey, I need some help with this, or I need encouragement from this, or whatever is going on in your life, so that you can be all of what God wants you to be in your life. There may be someone here who's not yet a Christian, have not given your life to Christ yet. You need to know that until you do that, you are separated by your sins and your life. The great news is that you can remedy that situation. You can be reconciled to God through the blood of Christ Jesus right now this morning, if that's what you need to do and you're ready to do. If you believe that Jesus is the Son of God and you're ready to make Him Lord of your life, then call upon Him this morning. Confess Him. Repent of the sin that is separating you from God and have those sins washed away in the waters of baptism. You can do that right now. We'll even pull that curtain back over there so we can get a glimpse through behind the thing so that people can see you being baptized into Christ Jesus. Because that's what we want to do. We want to make sure if someone wants to be saved, they can do that right now. You don't have to wait. Dale will be in the back to receive anyone. If you'd like to have a private prayer or conversation with him, he'll be back there to receive you. And I'll be up front to receive anyone that would like to come up front. Let's stand together and see.